You have reached the Department of Behavioral Health Access and Referral Unit. Your call is very important to us. If this is a medical emergency, please dial 911. To continue in English, please press 1. Thank you for calling the Access Unit with the County of San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health. My name is Monica. Can I get your first name, please?
James.
Your last name?
Driscoll.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Driscoll.
Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
Are you currently in danger or experiencing an urgent condition at this moment? Do you feel like you want to hurt yourself or someone else?
Not that extreme, no. I have said over the period of a couple weeks now that I just feel like I want to die, with a feeling of wanting to die and actually committing suicide are two different things. But I would like to talk to Director Dr. Veronica Kelly, if that's possible.
I can go ahead and take down a message, and I can go ahead and relay the message to her. What is the best callback number she can call you back at?
The number that you have it on display, it's 909-763-8481.
Okay, and what's the message?
She talked to my mother. My mother called last week. You know, it was on Friday or Thursday. And she actually talked to my mother, but she won't talk to me. I need her to address a matter that if I go and, you know, read the document that's at the NIH repository of healthcare-related documents, that this is a very important matter that is directly involved in my life. I have a fax to your office that has your application for services. I'm going to be denied services because I have a history that puts my ability to put the history and the documentation of the history for this is all on record.
Okay, so are you wanting to place an appeal or a grievance?
I need what I need first is a foundation that I can stand on, because right now I have absolutely nothing to stand on. You know, there's no stepping stone. This is an NIH document that is online, and she knows it already. You know, she said to Mother that she can't address the matter of this topic, but she has to. There is no other choice, because nobody is giving this document that is at the NIH repository of documents. That's the National Institutes of Health, and if you don't know, it's the Phenomenology of Group Stalking and Gang Stalking, a Content Analysis of Subject Experiences. And it describes what is gang stalking, which is different than single stalking. I can't get through to this call recording between Mike Byers and myself is outrageous, ma'am. What was your name again?
My name is Monica.
Hi, Monica. This call recording I have with Mike Byers in the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office is outrageous. And he said he was going to take the document, you know, he was doing this stuff online and looked up the document, and he was going to take it over to the police department. He never did. He never followed through. So I need to have Dr. Kelly, take over that role so I can go into it and have this proceeding, having this as a civil society interface to acknowledge this document as my foundation. Everything else
James, I'll go ahead and send her the message and provide the phone number that you provided to me so she can give you a call.
Okay, it's very important. She called me back. It's extremely important. It's like, you know, I don't care about, you know, my health care and nothing, because I'm being gang stalked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I the fact that, you know, if the conversation goes with Mike Byers, you know, I can't be online, you know, on social media, you know, basically. I'm on Twitter because Twitter has a different kind of interface because you don't have an online status on Twitter. You know, you just post or not. But I can't really be on Facebook and I can't really be anywhere with an online status because what happens is these people find themselves to start, you know, over about a week period of time, they start attacking me. And it happens like all of my communications are 85% distrustful to 15% trustful over a period of time like this. And I can't live under this condition. Mike Byers won't accept it, the police won't accept it, and you won't accept it. And this is unacceptable, and this is my problem here. So I need her to call me back. It's rather urgent that she press this week because I've already now submitted my report to the U.S. Department of Justice, the justice.gov, the preliminary of putting all y'all people in a violation of U.S. Code Title 18, Section 241, 242. I've already made a complaint, so it's in process. So she wants to stop the process. She's violating my rights and not having giving me the proper address of this matter. Then she's going to find herself in a court proceeding, and I have no other choice because I've tried to be the nice person. I've been tweeting her for over a month, and she has not responded to me at all. Zero. Nothing. She talked to my mom, and she said she would not bring this matter up. Well, somebody has to take care of it. Okay, that's my position. Thank you, Monica. If this call is being recorded, pass the recording to her, please. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.